Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Super Hits 93.5 Red FM par Andisha Oberoi. This show is called Morning Number 1 and the discussion around FASTag has been on since Monday because that's the day it became mandatory for four-wheelers across the country to have the FASTag sticker if you use tolls. Because if you get to a toll booth and you don't have a sticker, you're going to have to pay double the toll fee. Now, Ajit had sent me another query on my WhatsApp number through a voice note. 9880-935-935. Check it out.
Good morning, Disham. This is Ajit Lakshmiratan from Bangalore. I'd like to have a clarification on this point. I have a FASTag attached to my car 2 years back, but subsequently I did travel on the toll plazas and the officials informed me that it is not readable. Although it has been fixed at the point recommended by the FASTag authority or the National Highway Authority. Since it's about 2 years, I haven't used the car much for going past through the toll. And also, whether the amount which is locked up for the past, can I renew it?
Answering this for him is R.K. Suryavanshi, the regional officer at NHAI, National Highway Authority of India, in Karnataka.
It should work logically. If there is no technical fault in the FASTag, it must work only in eventuality when the balance is low. He is saying that 500 is balanced, but in practical, it may not be. So in that case, some problem may come in the plaza level. Otherwise, there is no issue. Within the 5 years, it should work. Money is not with the FASTag. It is with the from where it is linked. Okay, it can be saving account or UPI gate or something like that. So that money is physically available there. Whenever the transaction happens, through FASTag, that money is taken out.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha!